This is Mr. Whoopi coming to you with the BlowTopSecret.com podcast on the continuing thread of why is religion dying, if it is. I would like to start out with the last podcast by S.O. I wasn't trying to convert you, okay? I know better, you know, like I said, I believe everybody's path is their own and I respect their path. And you say you have no spiritual path, but actually, even choosing to be an atheist is choosing a path. And whether you like it or not, you know, you may not believe in God, but that's fine too. I believe I stated earlier, I may not have, I'm not sure, but atheism could quite possibly be the most enlightened stance you can take. Because life really is not about God. It's about you. You're responsible for your own actions. You are the one that must decide if you're a good person, a bad person, if your life is going to grow and be strong, or if you're going to be one of the weak, one of the mean-spirited, one of those that rob and steal and hurt people and end up in prison. It's really about you. I suppose I'd also like to comment that you said if you ever find yourself in front of God, you know, boy, now there's a scary thought. You know, when I heard that, I pictured us both standing before the pearly gates, sweating profusely. Not that I believe in the pearly gates, but I'm sure nobody sweats quite as profusely as an atheist in front of the pearly gates, or a spiritual anarchist for that matter. You said you had a hateful grudge against God, and that's about the only thing I would take up an issue with you on, and that's simply because of a belief of mine. I believe that hate is a poison to the soul of the person that is doing the hating. You know, God doesn't care if you hate him. Nobody else out there cares if you hate them. So hate affects only you. It takes time away that you could be spent doing something else. You know, hate is quite possibly the most useless, destructive thing that you could do to yourself. That's just my personal opinion, my humble opinion. I mean, take it for what it's worth. You might say, man, I like my grudges. You know, I like nursing this hate over here because someday I'm going to cash it in, you know, with a swing at the creator of all things. And hey, you might. Good luck. You know, somehow I think God would probably get to drop you first. On to Benevolent Heretic. You put out such a beautiful podcast on your beliefs. I mean, I'm jealous. You just had to show me up, didn't you? I mean, are you my long-lost twin sister? I'm serious, because we seem to share so many important ideas, core beliefs in our life, that I'm beginning to wonder if perhaps we weren't brainwashed by the same madman, you know, or born as two children of the same God. It's odd, but I loved hearing your beliefs. I loved your singing in the background. I agreed with everything you said. They fit perfectly in my own life. And if, you know, if it wouldn't feel crummy, I would steal them and write them down on my little list. I'm hoping everybody else will still chime in on this thread later on. And this has been a good thread. It's definitely going places, and I love being a part of it. I want to thank you all for sharing it with me, for letting me share my ideas and beliefs on spirituality with you. And I just want you to know you all rock. This is cool. Love and light to each of you, my friends. This is Whoopi, out.